I came to camp, I found out that the boys were going to study the lives of Joshua and Caleb. And that has always been a favorite book of mine, the book of Joshua. And so I thought, oh, I'm just going to review some of the chapters and see what they're studying about. And I started reading, and I came to the fifth chapter. You can turn to it, Joshua 5. And I began reading it, and I came to the 13th verse, 5:13. Let's read it together. See if it strikes you, because that's where I stopped. I didn't read any more in Joshua, because I felt the Lord had given me the word that I needed. Right, let's read it together, Joshua 5:13. It came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked. Behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Why did I stop there? Did it have anything to do with what we are studying?
Yes.
The very first lesson was what? You got your books? Got your notebooks? What was the first lesson? First lesson. Or the second lesson. All right, the second lesson. What was it?
How is worship expressed?
Third lesson.
About Moses?
No, Moses is the fourth one. Holy ground. Moses. That's the fourth one.
Oh, which one is it? Which one am I referring to?
The fourth one.
With the verse that you just read here about Joshua. What's the same as we studied? At the burning bush. What did God say to Moses? Take off your shoes, you are standing on holy ground. And that struck me. And another thing struck me. 14. As captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. Now, in my margin, and maybe in your Bible, your NIV, my margin says, the prince of the host of the Lord am I come. Does that strike anything to you? Who is that prince?
He's Jesus.
Do you think it might be Jesus appearing?
Well, angels don't accept worship. Only God can.
The prince of the Lord's host. In his name, I am come to help you fight. He stood there, a stranger, with a sword drawn. And naturally, Joshua's going to get afraid. Who are you? Are you for us or are you against us? And he said, I'm here as the prince of the Lord's host. Now, they had just passed Jordan. They were in front of Jericho. They had a terrific battle ahead of them because there was a great wall around the city of Jericho. How are they going to get through and conquer that city? And all the other battles that were to come. There were bloody battles ahead for them. Bad battles. And here this God comes and says, I'm here as the host, representing the host of the Lord, captain or prince of the host of the Lord. What a title. And then it goes on in the sixth one. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Was that encouraging? I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to fight for you and with you. And I was thinking, as we are here in Pilgrim Camp, we're surrounded for the past 2 weeks. We're in an entirely different environment. True?
Yeah.
It's nothing like home, right? No. All right. There's no newspaper. There's no TV. There's no radio. There are no bad people around us to tempt us. But after these 2 weeks are over, What's going to happen to you? You're going home?
Yes.
To pleasant circumstances? Some of you are going, You're going home to pleasant circumstances? Some of these young people are going back to neighborhoods. And I thought of our boys that were here last night. You don't know the bad neighborhoods that our children come from. The surroundings, their parents, their friends, the schools that they attend. They're bad. They're surrounded by wickedness. Am I right?
Yes.
I thought it was bad when I was going to high school. And that's what, 50, 60, 70 years ago? I know what sin is. I know what temptation is. And when you leave this place, you've been surrounded by good people, right? Mm-hmm. You've been in worship 2 times a day. You've had Bible study. You've had prayer. You've been surrounded. Now what's going to happen when you go back? Did you think about it? You are going to face a battle. Do you agree with me? Shake your head, yes or no. You're going to face battles when you get back. Some of you go to high school, some of you go to college, some of you just go to work. And others here go to business. Are you surrounded in business by wicked people?
Yes.
Are your neighbors all good?
No.
We've been shielded here, but God has prepared us. And I'd like to tell you that the prince of the captain or the captain of the host of the Lord is going to be with you. You're not going to see him, but he's with you. And he's going to fight your battle, yes? And you're going to win, and you're going to be an overcomer, and you're going to have victory, and you're going to come back next year, and you're going to say, oh my, I was so blessed when I got home. The Lord helped me through all of the trials, everything that I was scared of. Some of you are a little bit afraid of going back, right? A little bit. He's a little bit afraid of what he's going to face. Anybody else afraid what you're going to face? Kayla is. See? Anybody here? You're going back to circumstances that... What about you? Okay. Are you a little bit afraid? You know what's out there? You know what you're going to face? The battles, there's vice, right and wrong. And God is telling you the prince of the Lord's host is going to be with you. You're going to be tempted. Maybe to lie, to cheat, to skip school. Oh, no, you kids wouldn't do that, would you? But there was a boy here last night who skipped school. He does it regularly. And then he lies to his mother. Uh-uh. You don't get away with it. But he stood up last night and he said the Lord touched him. He was right back there. Yeah, the Lord changed him. Now, it's to be seen when he gets home, right? Yeah. He's going to have a battle, but if he takes this, the prince of the Lord's host is with me in school, and he's going to win the battles for me. He's going to help me to stand up and do that which is right. And so I'm not afraid to go home. I'm not tempted like you young people are. I'm an old lady. People say, you shouldn't say that. Say you're a senior citizen. Do senior citizens get tempted? Tessie, your husband, are you ever tempted? No. You've been on the way so long. You know, adults are tempted. Gladys, Gus, my husband, Pedro. Are there temptations to adults? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course. What are your temptations? What are your battles? Huh?
Who are you looking at?
Anybody? What are your battles?
Sometimes to do shortcuts in the job, do things, you know, the wrong way. You want to get results fast. You want to do wrong strategies. Cut corners. Yeah.
Do you have trouble complaining? Yeah. Are you shaking your head? Yeah. You're normal. You all have temptations to complain, to find fault, to talk about people, spread your gossip. Yeah. Oh, you know what I heard at camp about so-and-so, and then ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Not you don't do that, but the older people do that. Yeah? You know, we all have battles. We all have battles with sin, no matter how long you've been on your way. You're not thankful. You want to complain. You want to criticize. But what are you going to say? The Prince of the Lord's host is what? With me. And he's going to deliver us. He's going to deliver us. And he promised Joshua that they went into Jericho, they were going to win. So I'm going to close. And I'm going to ask you to sing 264. 264. The Prince, what does your NIV say? What does your NIV say?
Captain.
It says captain?
The army of the Lord.
It doesn't say prince.
No.
Oh, my Bible says prince. And I believe it was Jesus.
And I have Jesus with me every day. What does this song say? 264?
Victory ahead.
Victory ahead. You're not going to be defeated.
Amen. We'll stand as we sing. 264.
When the hosts of Israel, led by God, round the walls of Jericho softly trod, trusting in the Lord, they felt the conqueror's tread. By faith they saw the victory ahead, victory ahead. Shepherd's sling and five stones met the giant on the field all alone. Trusting in the Lord, he knew what God had said. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord. To the Lord thrice each day, then unto the lion's den led the way. Trusting in the Lord, he did not fear or dread. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Thank you, Lord. I give you the praise.